thank you for coming. We're waiting on the PowerPoint. We'll be more interesting with the PowerPoint. So maybe I can introduce ourselves while we wait. We have our youth team sitting here in the front. Do you guys want to stand up so that they can see who you are? We've got Anjali, who's recently back and joined us very enthusiastically. Aura Anand, Chandra, Luca, Mirabel, PK is practically part of our team as well. Noe, Lila, Roshan, and Mela. And I'm Kavita. So thank you. Our invite today actually was specifically going out to invite younger people to join us. It seems like by the crowd roar, from older generations have come, but that's also fine, and we're really happy to see that.
Young in heart.
Yeah, thank you. So I'll tell you a little bit about where the idea of the youth initiative or movement or whatever we'd like to call it came out of. Basically, we've had an Orville retreat, which has been an attempt to look at some of Orville's current stages of progress and plan for the next 5 years and set goals and work together to really to work on Orville's development. But what came out of the initial discussions was that we were missing the topic of the youth and the bioregion. So by adding those two headings, we actually started the process of talking with you. We did many different activities that we'll tell you about today.
Bravo, yep, we have that.
And, So ignore that.
Enjoy that.
Better roads.
Yeah, that's what we're working on as well, better roads. For the sake of the retreat, we had defined ourselves as youth between the age of 15 and 25. But following up on that, we felt that as we're in Orville and our ideals don't really have an age limit, and we talk about things like unending education and a youth that never ages, we want to remain open to all age groups and include the participation also of older generations. We have so far defined that and welcome you all to also put down your names as mentors so that we can call on you whenever we feel we need some help or some guidance. At the end of the session, we'll hand out a little worksheet or piece of paper. You can write down your names and the areas you would like to support us. Either you get the option to sign up as a youth representative or as a mentor. If you feel like you want to add a third category or add notes anywhere, you're most welcome to do so. Maybe the worksheet is a little bit limited. Is it working? So we'll also have a session of questions and answers. I hope that will clarify maybe some of the things that our presentation doesn't cover.
First of all, thanks for everybody for being here, spending your valuable time with us, and we hope for the best. Yeah. So when we actually started this process, and when the community gave us the first signal, hey, there's something for the youth, and we said, okay, let's talk about it. And then we say, but you know, and then Inge from RS thought like, well, we can also walk, you know, bring it out, you know, we can have a small walk through the residential zone or other parts of Orville, and we can just bring all our friends together and we can just have a walk and discuss whatever we feel like. Whatever we feel like about that could be improved or how we are, you know, positive way. And then we gathered everyone at Solar Kitchen in the end of January, the beginning first step. We were approximately 40 to 50 people with all youngster, with all age limits. We're all there. And we started from Sola Kitchen. We started from Sola Kitchen, we went through Surrender, we went to the park, Mahakali Park, and Surrender, and so on. So we were all getting introduced. There's a lot of people who we didn't know, and a lot of people who we knew, so we were like, you know, bringing us all of our feelings and everything about Orville from our heart. And we stopped at Swayam.
Luminosity. Swayam?
Yeah, Swayam. It's right next to Luminosity. And we sat there for a drink, and we took some time to express, to sit and discuss. Because the time that we started from Sola Kitchen, we actually got introduced to ourselves, and you know, we get into the flow, get comfortable with people. And once we reached Swayam, then we know most of the faces to each other. So then people started talking, how actually they feel. And it was a very good communication there, because people were bringing things from their heart, what they actually feel and what they actually could be improved, and what is their concerns regarding it. And it was a very beautiful section, and it was a very beautiful exchange from each other. And we, after that, we walked forwards to the other residential zone, and we went to Kavita's place. We had some snacks and beautiful exchanges also there. I went through the walk, we had a walk through the forest, and the beautiful part was Mr. Aromar was with us. So he could also come to know about our livelihood and what exactly, how we're living, and what are our living space. So it was a very beautiful evening there. And yeah, that was the first place.
So after this, I think we got together, like we had a bunch of meetings, all the youth. We just spread the word, all right? We spread the word, it's cool, everybody come to YC at 4 o'clock, we're going to talk. And then, yeah, we had a bunch of meetings, and we decided to come up with a festival of ideas to gather all the ideas of how we can make Orville better, like from the voice of the youth. And so we had this festival at YC Youth Center on the 21st of February. It was super cool. We had all kinds of suggestion boxes where people could say what they think should be improved in Oroville, and we had people singing and dancing, and there was food, and it was like a community event. Everyone was invited. Probably many of you were there. And yeah, out of those suggestions and ideas which were given by the community, we processed them, and those created like the main things we were going to talk about at the Oroville retreat. And yeah, that's what we did.
Just to add to that, we had one very interesting session when we had about 25 people sitting together, and we looked at some of our core texts in Orville, like the Orville Charter and the Dream, and we put it into our own words, and we went around one by one, each one in the circle expressing themselves and reflecting on each ideal, and out of that creating suggestions ourselves of how we would imagine a better Orville. So that led to the need to collect more suggestions, and that's how the festival came out. So we had our own suggestions, but then we had the community suggestions, and then we looked at all these little bits and pieces of paper together as a team later, and sorted them out, rediscussed them, reflected on them, and many of our opinions have also been formed by this community process of discussion. And
that's embarrassing. Great start.
So you might be wondering, why are we here? Why did we invite youth, although I count barely 10, but that doesn't matter, in the end we're all young. Why did we invite all of you here for another retreat just 2 weeks after the previous one? Well, because of what happened at the Orville retreat. What happened was unique. We managed to go into that retreat with that mindset that we would keep our ideals together. We knew what we wanted, and we kept it right to the end. And then we came out with all the support that we needed. We came out with that initiative, that motivation that we had been lacking at first, that cutting edge. And now, looking back on the Orville retreat, people say that we really were good, the youth, as a team, that we were perhaps the best. We're not boasting. But I think that that's really because of our directness, that we had nothing to lose. And so now we have our four goals put out here for you. The first goal is about housing, or involving youth in creating enough housing for different youth age groups and different youth needs. Youth hostels, youth communities, etc., etc. Involve the youth in all of this. Education, supporting students' needs, creating opportunities for learning, connecting schools from Orville and abroad, ideas, cultures, and individuals. We're not four schools or whatever the number of schools in Orville. We're just one generation of people trying to learn. We should all learn together. Bring the schools together. So linking schools, more classes on Orville philosophy and practical governance, creating apprenticeships, vocational training, internships, support for higher studies abroad, and creating links with outside institutions of education, and getting Orville education recognized worldwide. Employment and economy. We want to create space and job opportunities for the upcoming youth to express themselves through their work. There should be an acceptable maintenance, creating space in existing services and units and working groups for youth, and creating new jobs as suggested. Why train the youth to work in these working groups when they're 40, when you can have them working already now? Our ideas are here now. We're not going to keep them in the drawer and then implement them 20 years later. Now is the time to empower the youth. And then the Orville Youth Boost. And last but not the least, the Orville Youth Resource Team. We want to have a functioning Orville Youth Resource Team by the end of the year. So we will have to create a description of a number of youth representatives and their duties. We want this very organized. Youth representative team elects older mentors to support, but not to, how would you say, just to call upon in times of needs. A sort of mentor. And then we want to create an online platform, get teams involved in practical change, begin representing the youth concerns. So we want to be that platform for everyone, just to channel their energy and be one voice. We also need to revise the topics of youth turning 18 and returning Orwellian status process. A lot of stuff, but we'll get it done.
Where's PK? You have to press that.
More seats in the front here if you want to sit down.
So we also have a Facebook page. If any of you guys are interested, you can read about updates, what we're doing, and events, and anything like that. And you're welcome to post anything that you want us to see or you think will be interesting to share with the community and the youth. And then there's also a website, an RIS page that they made for us, where it shows a bit about who we are, what we're doing, like our past events, our goals for the future, and like how we all want to be incorporated in sort of the development and progress of Orville. So everybody is welcome to check it out. Send to this email, you can send comments and maybe two ways to improve it, because it's still a pretty fresh idea. Any input on this resource team and our website and everything will be very needed, I don't know. What else? And yeah, we have also an email address. So if you guys have any ways you can help us or any services you can offer, email us and we'll try contact you and give you information and see where you can be needed and see, yeah, pretty much that. So have a little communication between the youth and everybody here.
Okay. That's the place and the time where you meet, that Eldo can join you. You work only on the internet or
the invites will be posted. The invites for the the invites for the meeting will be posted. The timings will probably be posted on our page.
So if you're interested, then you can see when we'll meet up, and then you can possibly join us.
And the news
and in the news and notes.
To know you a little bit more, what is going on in you? I mean, this is good to read. And
but yeah, on the website, on our RIS page, you can read a little bit about us and so far what we
want to
do.
I want to see you.
So our next meeting, we'll call you over.
Yes,
yeah.
When you come.
Point one.
Okay, so the last thing we're going to talk about is our aims, what we plan on doing in as soon as possible, to be honest. Starting with defining, we want to make the resource team, so defining the roles of the people in the resource team, what their targets are, what their duties, their time commitments, because we want to have for a certain range of time, so it's not constantly changing. We can have some people who change, some people who are more permanent. We want to nominate our mentors, and we want people to volunteer as mentors. So we have a bit of a group established, people we can turn to, people who can help us. We want to list, our aim, what the people in the group are going to do is list job opportunities, internships, vocational training, study programs, links to universities abroad, and training abroad, and work abroad. It's somewhere we can all just turn to. When we need help, we can go there for anything. Even if it's I feel scared to go and look for a house, can you come with me? It's somewhere you can turn to, somewhere we'll support the youth with the aid of whoever is interested. We want to also have in this place a list of all the youth, of their age groups, where they are residing, because in Orville at the moment it's lacking. We were trying to gather this information when we were presenting at the retreats, but it did not exist. We didn't have exactly the names of everybody who's here, their age group, and who are returning Orvillians and who are staying here. We would like to have an Orville class, events that bring young Orvillians with older Orvillians, and events that bring schools together, because we don't want to have separations of schools, because at the end of the day we're all studying in the same place and we're all friends. We want to have in the working groups a seat which is available for students or anyone who's in this youth resource team who's willing to just sit down and listen, who wants to participate, who wants to learn how to work in this group, but just a seat available for a youth representative who's interested. And we want to ensure that there's enough youth housing, not only enough, but also suited for the youth in an area which we can make noise and it's acceptable, in an area where we can do things with our hands, something suited to our needs. And we want to revise the returning youth status and also have a voice in it, have what we have to say about it. We're going to have an online website, hopefully with the aid of someone who really knows how to make these things work. And then we want to update what we're doing to the governing board and international advisory. And to be honest, we want to be transparent and open about everything we're doing. So everyone's willing to listen, everyone's willing to share, everyone's willing to come and talk about it. We're not a closed group. We're open to whoever wants to help out. So that's it.
Hi, everybody. Once again, thank you for coming. It's nice to see the youngsters finally showed up. Although a little late, but we're used to that. So on Wednesday, I had a meeting with Sandira and John about something called co-creation. It's basically the idea that by making a group or a network, we'll be able to achieve much more together. Okay, sorry. So, again, co-creation. The idea is to make a network of people, groups, maybe even the groups that are already existent, to make a support structure for people's ideas, for people's goals, and our ultimate goal, which is Orville, to make a system in which we're all supporting each other, helping each other, bringing in our skill where it is necessary, and being waited for also. It's to create a kind of language in which we're all helping each other achieve something bigger than oneself, than who we are as a person. It's to actually work together towards something more beautiful, something more united. So this will be happening from 7th of April till the 12th of May. You can join the group conversation discussion, also the group where they're going to listen to this broadcast together at 7 p.m. every Tuesday at the Unity Pavilion. Or you can go online and listen to it yourself in your own time and follow the groups. Sandira will be sending out emails telling us about when and how this will be happening. And also, the youth thought we would make a small group apart, where whoever wants to come and talk to us about it can come and talk to us, and we would then bring it back to the bigger group, myself and Luca. We would be present at the youth meetings and at the other meetings, so that we get kind of a complete idea of what's going on.
Can I add something?
Yes.
Next Tuesday at 7 o'clock is a presentation about that in the Unity Pavilion. And we actually meet at 6:30 on Tuesdays, and we are ready for listening into the online training course.
Great.
And I have here some papers, and it's also in intranet and whatever.
I'll put them on the table.
And Tuesday,
whoever wants can come and get one at the end to sign up. Thank you. And also, I had read a poem at the retreat, and apparently a lot of people resonated with it a lot, so I thought I could read it again today.
Yes.
So, Oroville, I live in a community, a place that's built to be different, stunning, resilient, beautiful people seeking to live in unity. But I feel that now we've lost our way somehow. We get too caught up in minor problems with which we quickly lose patience. We act before thinking, accepting that we're here to be evolving. When you know you belong here, you lose your doubts, your fear. From day one till whenever, it will be your endeavor to aspire to joyfulness in the search for unified bliss. A group of people bound by respect and acceptance from every aspect, a place where empathy is omnipresent and where we live not in the past, but in the present. Trust can only be attained and sustained if those concerned have accepted and surrendered to the mystery of life and living, and all that happens by just being. Being together, unified, the feeling of trust will be amplified. Together we move forward, not seeking money or any reward, just a simple state of mind. Now it's up to you and me to decide. Thank you.
I think we're happy to take your questions. If anyone has any questions.
Can't have been that we were so clear.
Some questions out there.
Frederick?
Something I need to have clarified. During the retreat, there was a strong call for doing away with the segregation, and maybe I misunderstood that, segregation between, let's say, different schools and so on, and I would like to hear it from the youth. You know, there are Oroville schools and there are outreach schools. Now, does this want of doing away with the segregation come from the youth? Do they really want to do it away? And have they thought about what the implications are?
I think Luca could best answer that question. We've had a lot of discussion on it.
Okay, fine. So your question is whether we really want to do away with the segregation. Is that your question?
Yeah.
It's interesting because this question can be answered with a simple yes or no. Yes. Anything more?
Okay. Maybe to add to the yes is we've had a lot of discussions on organizing events that bring schools together, whether it's sports or cultural, or we've also talked about organizing events that bridge between age groups in Oroville or the surroundings, because that seems like something that's missing. And also the whole point of a representative team is to build that bridge between generations and that gap that has been missing. So it's in all aspects of our community, maybe with outreach schools and Oroville schools, but also between age groups and Yeah, whenever the energy comes and somebody really wants to take it on as their project, it will happen. So far we have so many ideas, but we are a small team. So we're hoping that the youth sitting in the room today will feel inspired to also come and give their energy for one of these particular tasks.
Could I add to the removing segregation between schools and everything?
Please.
Aren't we here for acceptance and unity? Aren't we here to be different, to do different? Don't we have the possibility to do different and to be different? So my question is, why hasn't it been done already? Yes, we deeply want this segregation to be removed, but yes, we do need help with it. I mean, what dictates schools are also the students, but also the teachers and the systems that have been implemented on this school or this system. Yes.
You forgot the parents.
Yes, the parents also. Sorry, my apologies. Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
But we want to change it. Definitely. Two questions. Yes, Waha.
Just along the line of what you're talking about, it seems like as many youth as possible that could do this conscious co-creation course. And
everybody, not just youth.
No,
everybody.
Not just youth, everybody, but as many of you, because I feel like it would also really help in reaching out to the outreach schools with tools and the ability to co-create with them. So I just think it's a fabulous.
I agree. However, right now there are many of these students who are preparing for exams during the summer, so I don't know whether they're willing to take on this commitment to be there every Tuesday or to even follow it. I encourage it, but I cannot run after them personally. Thank you.
Any other questions? Then we have a last sort of invite or call to participate.
Chandra, you'd like to?
Chandra and maybe Oran,
I'm
going to
pass a few more questions.
Yeah, some more questions?
A few more questions.
Dominique?
I am very ready to respond to your different requests and asking for collaboration. There are many ways in which, as we, Savvy, are dealing with youth coming from India and the world, and we have set up a number of services and bases and activities around this. So there is a lot of space for joining youth from outside with youth of inside.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, I just want to be confirmed, because I'm pretty sure of the answer, how far are you ready to collaborate, participate in mixing some actions and services, or work together? We have internships, we have databases, we are in search of mentors, and so I always thought that the Oromi youth could be very good mentors or buddies or helpers or resource persons to go into and help these youth from outside to discover and benefit and participate from the Oromi experiments and the good juice of Oromi.
First we would say yes. We've heard also from some other people that the data we want to gather and things like that might already be started in some different
in a different form
in the community. So definitely we don't want to do anything from scratch or overdo, or you know, we want to work together, and of course we want to interact with volunteers that come in. We have a long list of goals we have set that you're reading right now on your handouts, and perhaps you could add that, because we haven't had so much conversation on it so far. It's in the same line, so when there is enough youth that also sign up for that same task, then I think it will grow by itself. For now, it's just a kind of open discussion to see who's willing to work on which task, and it will grow from there naturally. So maybe it will happen spontaneously after this meeting. Maybe it will take another 6 months. We can't really say that yet.
Yeah.
We need more photocopies.
Is this to be filled in and left here?
This is to be filled in and left here.
Should I run and make some more photocopies?
Yeah.
Here and now.
Please, if you can. Anybody has one that they haven't written in yet? Yes. Thank you.
So if you, any of you are patient to wait
until
you
get one, can you raise your hand if you didn't get this gift, you can get a count?
20.
Yeah, about 20 maybe.
I think because there's such an interest, perhaps we'll print out more and also just put them at the solar kitchen or something. So you can tell your friends or the kids to come and fill one up. I have two more over here. I think I'll give them to the younger people, if that's all right with everyone. I can read you what it says. It basically says, please note that by providing the following information, you're signing up to support or join the youth representative team. This means that you'll be that we will be sending you regular updates and inviting you to join our regular meetings. This is a commitment that we hope you will volunteer to with joy. The youth representative team is expected to meet at least once weekly, or more if needed, or less if it's if it permits. But it takes a serious commitment. Mentors will be called in on a need basis and will be continually invited during our meetings and open discussions, and we look forward to working together. So then the details we ask for is your name, your contact information, and whether you'd like to join as a youth representative or as a mentor, and whether you'll commit for 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, or for the specific task that you want to offer.
I think you should be more precise on what is a youth representative and what is a mentor.
So a youth representative is basically anyone that feels still young, I suppose, that wants to join our team, like the people standing in front of you. A mentor would be to ensure that older generations stay involved. So they would be called in as silent observers, or maybe for a particular event organization or for particular tasks, they would
advice
be called in to help guide us.
Advice.
To advise. About
the youth mentor and the youth representative and the youth mentor. Please don't take it very seriously or like a little too literally, because these are just strategies to understand how to proceed, but it's not really like a permanent thing. It really doesn't matter. It's optional, and if you want.
This is what we've defined so far, I think, was what Usha's saying. Yeah. If we need to define perhaps age groups in the future for a specific task or for a specific event, we might do so, and we might call them an ambassador if we want to, or we might change the name of a mentor to something else. But this is just what we've been kind of using in our discussions so far. So, yes, Frederick?
The desk in Zion, when is somebody sitting there?
We've just been given permission to have our desk at Sire, and that's for a 3 month to a 6 month trial basis. We haven't set a schedule yet. We first need to define the tasks within our team and see who's joining, because we want to go through a process of identifying our goals and our aims and our strengths as well as individuals in the team before we start putting somebody up to a position of sitting at the desk, maybe part-time or full-time. So we will announce that in the news and notes, and we will continue to share our progress transparently with you all.
Also, if you guys don't want to sign up for any of this, it's also all right. If you just want to provide something, like, yeah, I have this as an apprenticeship possibility, you can just write it down on a piece of paper. It doesn't have to be like commitment to being a part of this group. Any help will be helpful, because someone's going to be anyway going around gathering this information. So if you have some of this information, you can share it with us, send it by email, talk to one of us, because we're going to be gathering it. So any help you can give us would be really great.
Thank you.
Amara?
Is
it possible that you like don't come like to every meeting, but you only come to a few?
Yeah, of course.
Is it also possible that like you'd say 3 months, but then you would want to do longer, or you say 6 months and you want to do
longer? Yeah.
It's just for a beginning.
It's quite flexible. It's just like basing out the idea and expressing that clearly.
Hopefully by the end of today we'll have an indication of how many people are part of the team.
Also, maybe pass the pens around because I don't think everyone has pens.
Our last request is that starting organizing events like this always costs a little bit of money for different activities. We haven't really clearly defined what we want to work on as yet. As you might have understood by gathering this data, we'll set goals to organize particular events and things like that. So for now, if anyone is willing to support minimally financially so that we can continue to organize meetings and things like that, we'd be very happy. In the future, we will call for support for larger events and maybe things that would cost a little bit more. So we have a blue sheet here, we have a blue sheet outside, and thank you.